Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to my Show Me the Science podcast, where, as you know, every week I pick a topic. And this week, I'm going to call this one The Science of Tech Neck. Now, there's a catchy phrase for you. Tech Neck. Now, I came across this about 2 days ago in something called Popular Science. And by the way, I'd recommend people should follow that. It's a great thing to follow on X. You can follow it on the internet as well. Popular Science is a wonderful source of information for me. And I often get my topics from those kinds of places. And then I noticed, by the way, that the Popular Science piece called Tech Neck, I read a couple of other pieces and they're all talking about the same thing. I don't know what the source was for this. I don't know who came up with the phrase Tech Neck, but someone must have come up with it. So it's been quite widely covered as a thing. And then I dug into it. And again, I guess anybody listening, and in fact, a shout out to Liam Dorsey, who might be listening in. Liam is in the US. He's in Indianapolis. And his dad is a collaborator of mine. And he listens to me podcasts and he's a teenager. And I often say to Liam and anybody listening who are that age group, always be careful in terms of what you're reading and coming across on social media about science. Can it be true? There's a huge amount of misinformation out there. And one great way is to look for other sources of the same thing. So with this one, I looked up TechNeck, and lo and behold, I found 4 or 5 studies on it. Many kind of saying the same thing, and that means it's probably true, which is good. So I'll always look for independent confirmation of what you're reading is a useful thing. And as I say, this tech neck business has appeared in several places now. Now, what is tech neck? Well, it's a type of repetitive strain injury in your neck. And you get it because of technology. Now, we're all looking down on our phones all the time, aren't we? Our iPhones. And I was on the dart this morning. I'd say half the people were looking at their iPhones with their necks bent, right? And in fact, one study has shown that on average, get this, we spend 3 hours and 15 minutes looking down on our phones. On average. Can you imagine? What did we do with that time before iPhones were invented? Would you mind telling me? So we're spending over 3 hours a day looking down at our phones. And when you look down at your phone, your head now is tilted forward. And the average weight of the head is 22 kilograms. Okay, that's an average head weight. Our heads are pretty heavy, and they are put, when you bend your head down, you're putting that weight on your neck and your spine. And if you do it for that long, that's causing muscular damage. And what tech neck is a pain in your neck, literally, in the muscles of your neck. And that, of course, can be very uncomfortable anyway, but probably more seriously transmits into your head, and you get a very bad headache. And the incidence of headaches, chronic headaches, has gone through the roof in the last few years. And they reckon it's because of people bending their heads down to look at their technology. So it's quite a serious thing, really. And it is, as I say, a type of repetitive strain injury. Now, again, listeners would be familiar with RSI. It's been reported actually for a long time. This is when you get a pain in some kind of muscle, or maybe your elbow or your knee, because you're using it too much. And in fact, it was first reported in 1700. A guy called Bernardino Ramazzini. That's a great name for you. He was the first to report repetitive strain injury. He reported 20 categories in France because he noticed that all these industrial workers, new jobs had been invented, and the people in those jobs were inclined to get complain of pains in different parts of their body because they had this repetitive use of a particular part of their body because of their job. And so, for example, there's things like in the early days of this, Scrivener's palsy is a great name. That is people who write a lot. And handwriting became a big thing, of course, and people began writing out, of course, before typewriters, and they got pains in their hands. There was telegrapher's cramp, sending telegraphs repeatedly because this as well. Typist's cramp was another one. So this has been kicking around for a long time, I suppose. And it's kind of based on new technologies. It seems to me whenever a new technology comes along, people start using it and they get a repetitive strain injury from that technology. Another place you see it is musicians. So guitarists get it because they're using their hands a lot, obviously, shaping their chords and all that kind of thing. Pianists get it in their fingers as well. And athletes get it, of course, repeatedly using, you know, their muscles as athletes. So it's been kicking around for quite a while. And of course, the tech neck is, a semi-new development. The other thing is the thing called bursitis. Bursitis means fluid-filled sacs form in your knee, or your elbow, or your shoulder. You may have heard of golfer's knee, for instance, or golfer's elbow, or tennis elbow. That's repeated use of that joint, and it causes irritation to the tissues. And the word itis is very important here, because itis means inflammation. And I've worked on inflammatory diseases for a long time. Arthritis is inflammation of your joints, arthritis being the joint. Dermatitis is inflammation of the skin. Bursitis is inflammation of these knees, elbows, these fluid-filled sacs, you see. So this is an inflammatory situation where repeated use is causing tissue injury, and that injury is provoking an inflammatory response. And the job of inflammation, by the way, is to fix damage. But the trouble is, this chronic inflammation is causing these problems. And of course, that tells us then there's a way to treat it. Paracetamol is an anti-inflammatory that can limit some of the symptoms. Soak in a cold ice pack to decrease the temperature in the inflamed site. And that's recommended for some of these repetitive strain injury scenarios if you're really sort of in pain because of them. Now, you can't take paracetamol chronically because that can have damaging effects, but still, they're therapeutic options. And then more recently, we've iPhone finger, PlayStation thumb, right? And the people using their PlayStations, they, again, massive pain in their thumbs. Again, a repetitive strain injury scenario. Now, what's also interesting from my reading of it, not everybody gets it. And they've noticed this, like in a factory, for instance, if someone is doing something repetitively as part of their job, a certain percent get repetitive strain injury and the others don't, even though they're both using their hands or their elbows or whatever it is repeatedly. And of course, scientists have wondered why that is. Now, it could be to do with the posture is slightly different between people. They've kind of ruled that out, actually, because good posture is a way to stop this from happening. One reason they think is stress. And if you feel stressed and you're doing something repetitively, that seems to exacerbate repetitive strain injury. And in particular, in the workplace, if you feel you're not in control of your job and you're just like a cog in the machine, as it were, that can provoke a stress response, and that seems to make repetitive strain injury worse. So there's a psychological component to this as well. Now, it could be that some people do yoga and some don't. And yoga, by the way, is a great way to relieve this. There's a thing called the cobra posture. That's a way to relieve repetitive strain injury, for instance. So again, quite why it is that some get it and some don't is an interesting scientific question, I guess, that needs to be looked at more and more. But there is good evidence that if you're not happy in the workplace and you feel a bit stressed out, you're more likely to present with repetitive strain injury, and hence it's a very important topic for employers. Now, let's dig into tech neck a bit more. As I say, 22 kilograms force on your neck and spine, 3 hours doing that, that's going to cause repetitive strain injury. And of course, the big question is, what can you do about it? Now, as ever, the good news is there's things you can do. First of all, get off your device. Let's start with that. Go for a walk. You know, avoid bending down the whole time. Of course, we're addicted to our devices. That can be hard to do. But less time on your device will help, for definite. Taking breaks in the workplace. One suggestion was put your iPhone at eye level. Now, how are you supposed to do that? You get a pain in your arm for holding your iPhone up, I suppose. But if you can possibly lift the phone up a bit, that can help, because then you're bending down less. And there are things that might be possible. But most importantly, we're in the world of physiotherapy now, and physical therapists will provide great advice on this as to how to loosen up those neck muscles and stop them getting strained. And there are 4 things you can do. Now, even I've begun doing these. Well, of course, ever since I read this 3 days ago, I think I've got it myself. You know when you read something, oh, I must have that. I've been doing this strangely. So the first is, if you just simply stare at the ceiling, so lift your neck up, basically, and stare up into the corner. It's called looking for cobwebs. That's a way to remember this. So look up at the cobwebs for 20 seconds, and then down, up, down, 3 or 4 times. That's the first thing. The second thing is, there's a thing called the levator scapular stretch. Now, there's a great mouthful. Again, physiotherapists would know what that is. Now, this is funny. The short half of this is smell your armpit. So get ready for this. So you, with your right hand, put your right hand up and put it behind your shoulder. Behind your shoulder. That's it. That's the way to do it. With your left hand, put your left hand over your right ear, and now push your left ear onto your shoulder with your hand. Now, do that for 30 seconds. That's very hard. By the way, you can see YouTube clips of this. So it's the levator scapular stretch. Do one side for 30 seconds and then the other. And I'm not joking you, that really stretches those neck muscles, and it's wonderful. So there's my second suggestion from this particular website, the levator scapular stretch. The third is called give yourself a double chin. Now what you do there is you push your head back. Now put 2 fingers on your chin and push your chin down as you're pushing your head back. In other words, you're trying to stop your head going backwards by pushing down on your chin. And that's the third thing. And the last is easy, the old shoulder roll. So roll both shoulders forward and both shoulders back. And again, do that for about 20 seconds each. Now, if you do those 4 things 5 times a week, they say this will relieve tech neck. Now, we should all try doing this now. And I've started to do it. And honest to God, I've noticed a difference in this. If you do those 4 things, you will relieve tech neck. neck, and let's face it, we've all got it, let's be honest. And that pain in your shoulders, the headaches, and maybe other things are a consequence of us using our devices far too much. So there you have it, the science of tech neck. And thanks as ever for listening. And of course, my podcast is a News Talk production, and it's available for download every Thursday.